With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, along with Danvers High School girls soccer coach Jim Hinchin. Longtime coach over at Danvers, and I'm embarrassed to talk about some of the things I had to go through in our pregame talk. But, Coach, you guys are having a fabulous season, so welcome to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick. We are having a good season, and happy to be here and talk about the team a little bit.
All right, let's get going here. You know, 6-0 start. Obviously, with COVID and so on, tell me a little bit about maybe the changes you had to go through in getting this team together and maybe onto the field before the season started.
Well, you know, things were a little bit tough in Danvers, you know, or the NEC in general. For a long time, you know, going through the summer, it didn't look like we were going to have any kind of season. The MIA came out with the regulations, but it didn't look like the NEC was going to get it together because a lot of the cities and towns were in the red, and they weren't sure if they wanted to go for it, if they couldn't have everybody go for it. But eventually, some of the kids, kind of from some of the towns, made a stand. They did some peaceful protests, and it kind of made people notice. And I think the ADs in the NEC schools started to think, you know, maybe we should be giving this a shot. And we were one of the last conferences to finally agree to play. And on top of that, our Danvers, our administration really didn't want to start up until they had 2 weeks of school under their belt, which I guess I can understand because they wanted to make sure we could do this in a safe way at school. So everybody started up in late September or mid-September, and we were still sitting at home. So we finally got started at the beginning of October, but we were 2 weeks behind everybody else.
You know, Coach, I remember that day back in the summertime, late summer, when the Danvers kids had, instead of calling a protest, I call it a rally over there at Town Hall. And Masconama,
that's a way better term, not a protest at all.
Yeah, but
rally is definitely the term, yeah.
The Danvers kids showed up in mass, Masconama was there, and a whole bunch of other schools. And they really, really impressed and turned this thing around. And all they said was, just let us play.
Yeah, the kids were great. They did it in a very respectful way. They did it in a safe way, and they just basically put it out there that, you know, we're going to do the right thing if you trust us, and you know, we really like to let us play. This is gonna be one of the few normal things in our lives, and you know, this has been a big part of our high school careers is playing sports and athletics, and you know, they really did a great job. The kids really took it upon themselves, and you know, hats off to them. And it's great that athletics has been going on, and it's been safe and it's been done well.
I talked to the Amesbury girls the Amesbury boys coach, Maddie McLean, who was coaching the boys, and she was saying that teaching the kids a little bit differently, some of the skills that you have to do differently now, in terms of the new rules, the COVID rules. And Coach, what has that been like? Because you know, you've coached a certain way. You've coached the skills, the fundamentals of soccer the same way, at least in terms of the fundamentals, for so long. And the kids are used to doing certain things. So what were those changes like going into before the games actually began?
I guess it created a little bit of stress for those first 2 weeks of our, you know, what our preseason was, because, you know, they took headers away, and there's, you know, a lot more distancing on the field. Obviously, the kids had to get used to wearing masks. But other than that, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's been a really smooth transition, at least for us. The game is still the game. I mean, yes, there's no head balls. Yes, there's kick-ins and still the throw-ins, but everything is still played with your feet. And, you know, for the most part, we've had great referees that have let them play. And, you know, it was tough at first, you know, because they had to get used to it, but the girls quickly adapted.
I kind of like, as a parent, the idea of no headers anymore, but I'm sure that drives you coaches crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a parent too, and I'm on the same wave as you. I kind of like that as well, but, you know, it does take away some strength.
Yep.
I mean, we've got some girls that are very skilled with their heads, so they've had to adapt, and, you know, especially the defenders. The defenders, you know, heading the ball out is a big tool. And now anything played in the air, they've got to be able to either bring the ball down with their body or they have to be able to volley it out with their feet, which is not easy to do. But fortunately, we got some great players that have adapted to it.
Jim's 6-0 start. What's been a highlight so far for you guys?
I mean, our biggest highlight is definitely, you know, we treat every day like it's going to be our last, whether it's a practice or it's a game, and we are just having fun. I mean, the girls are laughing at every practice. I know they're smiling behind those masks. We're having a ton of fun.
Yep.
I kind of feel like the pressure off. So every day is completely fun. I think that's been the number one thing this season. But the number two thing is that, you know, we're playing really well, and we have a really good senior class that are really setting a good example for our younger players in the program, and I'm really happy for the seniors. We have 8 of them, and you know, they've been a big part of why we've been playing so well.
You know, Coach, teaching in the system and doing distance learning or working with the kids with the social distancing, that's stressful enough. But then when you get on the field in the afternoon, it's got to feel good to actually be able to be out there with these kids.
Yeah, it is great. And like I said, we're in Danvers, we're doing everything. I mean, I'm sure everybody's doing it. Everybody's just doing things completely safe. You know, I bring a 5-gallon bucket to practice every day that has our hand sanitizer and has our disinfectant. And, you know, we're constantly, you know, everybody comes over and it's constantly getting the hand sanitizer. And, you know, masks are on at all times except when we're taking a drink break. And when we're doing that, everybody is, you know, well distanced. But at the same time, we're out there and they're playing and they're competing, whether it's at a practice or in games. And it's awesome. It's just, I'm sure it's a huge relief for these girls to be out there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and everybody, the parents and, you know, administrators, glad to see the kids getting this because they were robbed of that back in the springtime, as you well know. Coach, what's it mean to have Masco in the league?
I think it's awesome. You know, we were hoping that Masco would get let in. You know, at least in the girls' soccer side, because Masco is an awesome program as far as girls' soccer, and we want to play the best teams out there, and they're certainly one of them year after year. But you know, looking at all athletics, I think it's great. I think and Masco's strong in almost every sport, and it's just going to bring up the level of play in the Northeastern Conference and all these sports. And I think it's a win-win for both Masco and for the conference, We're excited to have them.
I keep hoping for a super league that would include Ipswich and Masco and Newburyport, maybe someday, you know. But tell me a little bit about your team now, Coach. 6-0, and maybe let's start. You mentioned seniors. I'm sure you've got some senior captains you want to talk about.
Yeah, we have 2 senior captains this year. They both are in their 4th year on varsity. They were there as freshmen when we won the state title. Livy Anderson is a center back. She's going to be playing at Colgate next year.
Wow.
And my other senior captain is Riley DiGilio. She plays a wing forward for us, and she's going to be playing at St. A's next year.
Whoa.
So they're 2 really strong players. Both were Eastern Mass All-Stars last year. Livy was actually an All-State player a year ago. So they're a nice place to start. They're 2 great leaders and super players on the field.
Well, when you get a chance, Jim, let me know if they'd be willing to talk with us too. We'd love to get them on, maybe on a Monday night on our sports.
They would love it. They love to talk.
Okay, that's great, Jim. Before I let you go, mention anybody else here that has helped you guys out. You're looking for leadership and so on, and then we'll the last question will be a little bit about what the schedule is left for you guys.
Sure. I guess I'd have to mention Ariana Bazantin, who's a junior. She's a 3-year all-star for us, freshman, sophomore. I'm sorry, she was an all-star as a freshman and sophomore, and obviously she's that level again this year. She was all-state and all-New England last year, and she just went through a stretch where she scored 11 goals in 3 games.
Whoa.
2 of those games, she got 4 against Swampscott and 4 against Peabody, and those are real good competitive teams. Ari's the real deal. She's also signed to play at Colgate in 2 years. You know, she's going to be playing there in 2 years. And she's been our number one goal scorer this year. I think she has 18 points. I'm not sure the breakdown. It might be 15 goals and 3 assists. I know Riley DiGilio also has 18 points. I think she has more assists right now. But those three have been solid. Got a really, really good defender in Gabby Chisholm, who was a starter for us last year. That's just having a terrific year. She's a junior. Junior Reese Pizzeni was an all-star a year ago for us. And she's been terrific for us playing at forward and also midfield. I've got to mention a few of these seniors. We have Holly DeAngelis as our senior keeper, and this is her first year as a starter, and she's really coming up big and enjoying the full-time role. And then three seniors that have been around for a while that are just kind of the linchpin of our team is Mia Jordan, Julia Valancourt as midfielders, and Avery Scharfenberg as a center back. They're just so terrific leaders, and they really control the pace of the game. We really possess the ball and pass the ball well, and it really starts with them. But I feel bad if I'm not mentioning.
Right, I understand. It's a limited time here. Did you have any of these kids in elementary school?
I had about. I counted one day. It was somewhere between 8 or 10 of them at Highlands. I had Livy at Highlands. I had Ariana at Highlands. Mia Jordan, Julia Valancourt, Holly DeAngelis. Wow, almost all those girls I mentioned. I've known them since they were 5 years old, so that's really cool.
Oh, my God. I just wonder what's in the water in Danvers, because that's incredible. Division I players and all those kids, that's awesome. And Jim, dare I say it, in this time where it's so difficult, so stressful for kids, for parents, for coaches, for teachers, virtually for everybody, I congratulate you on the enthusiasm that you have in getting these kids out there. And it has to be a terrific release, not only for them, but also for you.
It is. I tell my wife every day, I mean, going to school is great, but going to soccer practice or going to the games, that feels kind of normal to me. And just being able to be out there and do what we do every year and still be able to do it, even under these strange and crazy times, it's been a blessing, and it's brought some peace to my life a little bit, so I'm certainly enjoying it.
That is Danvers girls high school soccer coach Jim Hinchin. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.